Blog Talk Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we as stone, the immaculate. Now listen to this. I'll tell you about heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless and the meager food for soul for God. I'll tell you about the maiden with wrought iron soul.
This one goes out to all the survivors out there listening who have endured Stormageddon. Please play.
For USA, appreciate it.
I see some trees on the other screen. Red, blue, green. I see them blue. For me. And I think to myself,
concept. Things reflect on your past. This whole show is going to be about reflection. So I might as well start with that. That sucker keeps spinning on the 31st. So you think you're going to go up. You're going up the down escalator, my friend. You will recall. You will remember. Like truth serum. Damn thing shaking up the tapes. So we got that going. Leading up into Monday and Tuesday, we have the lunar eclipse from hell. That, depending on what you read, it's 372 to 456 years. Cosmos, Earth's atmosphere, right when we're having a two bar, I say. And then just to kind of finish it off, a media show at 4 or 5 in the morning. So all that cosmic activity popped right over your heads, literally, because us things, kind of ground oriented people, don't pay attention to that crap unless something happens. You know, astrologers on the show, this on the show, people talk about a variety of different viewpoints, but really the theme of it is that fix that a little bit. It's really an extreme sense of self. You and the world come together in this cosmic conversation that is mostly about what? It's about people. I've been doing the show almost 3.5 years. Memory. The entire sum total of your existence is to create coherent memory. So when the cosmos presses rewind, it doesn't eat the tape. But we're a bunch of clogged heads. Now, I'm talking technologically and retro tonight on purpose because I'm the only one in the room who doesn't understand what the heck's going on, you know, when it comes to technology. I just had some software today updating my freeze frame to the desktop M-Wave. I do go to hotmail.com. I figure that sucker out. After my illustrious version 2.0 of Freeze Framer went to FUBAR last week with the retrograde! So, alright, I need some cowbells.
Guess what? I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbells!
That's right. I got a moon fever, baby. So, anyway, the whole idea of looking at the show as a way to kind of reflect on the culture, because the culture is entrained into you. And our purpose in life, I hate to say it, but we're just little grains of sand on the big beach of the cosmos, is to create coherent memory so that we can spread our memes, ideas.
What the fuck was he talking about?
That's right, Elvis. I'll explain it to you again. See? Again. That's the universe's theme. Again. It's all cycles.
Three.
All rhythm.
Contact the stealth, okay?
Just like the goddamn filthy, dirty, rotten, disgusting, ugly, vile, venomous eagles. They never leave the giants alone.
It is only a big version about your request and earnings.
I spent that week when everything has been broken. Pessimism? Loss of the future? You think the theme is getting across? You think all the economy stuff and the WikiLeaks and all the other crap is just a happenstance? Just a coincidence? No! Organized. It's ordained. It's entrained. It's indelible. And that's why when you go into conflict with it, you are the one that goes the way of the wind. It continues. What's that expression? Fool's how, the train keeps going? Get on the train or get under it. So here we are sitting here, and all this crap happening on Tuesday. Now we're in a new season, pointing right down the gauntlet of the 12 days of Christmas that are just a fascinating study in endurance of social stress.
And it's the culmination of the entire year. So I wanted to take a look back at 2010 in the SomaScope and look at a couple of events that we covered and we talked about, and a couple of things actually happened on the show. Sometimes things happen on the show. You know, it's rare that you make news on this show, but we did one big time this year in the little puddle that is sports media, which is sort of the backdrop for today's current story. Again, I've been preaching this for I don't know how long now, maybe a year, that because of the visual bias of our bubble-headed brains, pictures, pictures, pictures catch our attention. 90% of the sensory input to your brain is visual, directly or indirectly. We cannot avoid the pictures, people. The pictures make us think. They make us move. They make us feel. And we go on those things. So this TMZ culture, which is a byproduct of social media and a byproduct of all the platforms, has completely eradicated any sense of linearity we had in our social existence. Let's call it that way. Because everything is like a pachinko game. Pachinko games, you put them in, the little monkeys and all the little ball bearings come flying down. And then if you land in the little jaws there and poof, you get a whole bunch of ball bearings back. Balls for balls, so to speak. That's sort of what we live in. We live in a big pachinko game. Lemon, 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 and you win. You know, you get a little attention. You know? So when the year starts, I mean, you got like, you know, Tiger Woods stories and you got all kinds of crap going on. All of the, you know, it's amazing how much crap happens in a year that sticks because of the memory thing. And, you know, everywhere you look, that's the discussion. For as long as I've been doing this job, 20 years now almost, oofa, I've tried to get across to people the one thing that the conventional, mainstream, authoritative, mostly nearsighted, myopic, same word, masters of the universe haven't figured out is memory. I mean, they haven't figured out a lot of things, but they haven't figured out memory for Jack. They don't understand how it works. They don't understand that it actually goes forward and backward. That we're actually creating memory in the future right now, because there is no past. Because it's all a cycle. It's a spiral. And only the soma knows. Not the mind, not the body, not the soul, not the spirit, none of those other concepts, but the soma, which is the relationship between you and your surroundings, which goes on and 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 on. And that's why when you understand how you step in and out of this vortex, and sometimes it shoots in ladders, sometimes it's, you know, it's pennies for dollars out there. As I'm watching the Knicks blow a huge lead. Once again, I seem like I do this all the time. When my teams get the lead, then they blow it. You know, the Mets collapse, the Giants crumble. I don't know, we got to think of a new word for the Knicks. They stumble. So, if you understand that as the concept, everything in your illustrious cosmic past, all the way back, if you want to go back, and I don't never go back, but if you want to just look over your shoulder at where you've been and look down the road at where you're going, you're on a treadmill, my friend. You're on one of those little hamster wheels. You're going nowhere. You're going nowhere slow. It takes you 80 years to go nowhere. So this show is sort of an opportunity. That's why I call it Soma Time. I have Soma Space, which is where I am all day long. Okay? All day long. I'm in Soma Space, relating to my surroundings. Soma Time is a way to index it. It's a way to cross it up and look at it and study it and learn from it so that you don't have to repeat it. The goal that you have as a human being is to experience novelty and tolerate it. Now, if you want to get into the conversation, I might as well throw it out there. I do it every week. 646-478-4847. The number again, that word again, 646-478-4847. Let's take a look at what's happened today before we reflect back at a little bit of 2010. There's a couple of things. Again, I'm biased towards the sports world because that's where I stick my head in most of the day. What's that expression from Gibsonian psychology? Not what is inside your head. It's what your head is inside of. Mm-hmm. You know? stick my head in the sports world a lot because that's where I get my jokes, baby. So, walking around, pretty much shot full of holes since Sunday afternoon about 35 o'clock when the Giants blew a 31-10 lead. I can't imagine that that's possible to do. Not on purpose. The Knicks are still talking. I think they're still winning. I gotta get a close up on this. I'm talking to myself anyway. I'm gonna go over one for a look at this thing. What's the score? 82-71 Knicks. Okay. But I haven't seen them score in about 15 minutes. So the Giants lose this game. And it's onto a week. I'm already aggravated. I'm already feeling like the world wants to stick me on a fondue fork. I endure the Jet win. All right? I put up with the stinking Jets and Rex Ryan, the laughing alligator, talking about, you know, same old Jets and all the other crap he spews. Then I got to ride out the Green Bay game all the way to the end with this rookie quarterback who's going back and forth with Brady. And that game ends favorably. So after 11 hours of watching football, I'm laying like a gutted dog on the living room floor, and I'm saying, this is nothing. I still got to deal with some again. And back I go. And then, of course, Brett Favre field Monday night in Minnesota and gets his head handed to him. Another concussion. But he might come back this week against the Eagles. Who knows? Favre was on the radar this year, of course, in many ways. So, anyway. Where am I going with this? Oh, Rex. Right. So after a couple of days of enduring everyone mocking my team, which is annual, I now then go and see that there's a new bit of news that fell out of the data sheet today. Mr. Ritz. Hey, Feliz Navidad over there. Yeah, take care. We'll see you soon. Anyway, lovely and talented cleaning staff coming in tonight. Rex Ryan has a really kinky exo wife. Maybe he's a kinkster, too. He's an eco. And if you don't understand what the hell those things are, please, for the love of God, go to summerspace.org and click on the four domains. I just don't feel like explaining it tonight. I just feel very mad about that. Yep. I've done it too many times. You guys got to get this at this point. You're not what you think you are. You are a function of the signatures that you are in training from four domains, which are out there all the time. We just went through one. I'll explain the whole Summageddon thing again in a minute. Maybe that way you understand it. But let me get back to Rex. ADD night. Deadspin.com, which is the source of all things vile, from a TMZ, what's got kind of a place, basically is now, like TMZ and some of the other kind of gossipy type of sites, is now wagging the dog of the sports media. So they break a story about Rex Ryan's wife and foot fetish videos. Now, I'll play the one that's been out there. It's 2 minutes long. It's not the greatest audio in the world, but you get the idea. Just if you haven't seen this or heard it, at least you get to hear it here. Okay, here you go.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just resting for a few minutes.
Oh, okay. There's no car trouble or anything?
No, not at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave them out.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. In fact, you have really beautiful feet. They are beautiful. Do you mind if I touch them? Yes, you do. I can touch them. Wow, they're like really soft. They're like really soft.
Mm-hmm.
but most men like to do a lot of things at those speeds. Lance, can I take your number or see your driver's license? Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn this thing on.
All right, well, there you go. That was what got the ball rolling. There's about four or five of the videos right there. And now this dude has to go give a press conference. Let me see if I can find that. That's even more funny when you get right down to it. Do we do the Jets.com? Let's see. Go to Jets.com. Do they have a... And, you know, the sidebar. This is, again, this is a memory. This is what it is. Oops. How about New York Jets? Is that it?
I'd like to. Is there someone else on the line now? To do this, we would like to ask you just a few questions about your most recent visit at the Tempe Honda. Is this a good time to talk to you? Okay, great. This call will now be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Thinking about your recent service visit, using a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is poor, 2 is fair, 3 is good, 4 is very good, and 5 is excellent, please rate the treatment you received from Tempe Honda. Thank you. Was the work done correctly the first time, yes or no? Thank you, ma'am. Using a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is poor and 5 is excellent, please rate the overall time it took to complete this service. From the time you first arrived at the dealership until your vehicle was returned to you. The scale from 1 to 5. Thank you. If you paid for any maintenance or repairs, please rate the fairness of charges using the same 1 to 5 scale. Thank you. Thinking about your most recent service visit, using a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is poor, and 5 is excellent, please rate your overall service experience at Tempe Honda. Thank you, ma'am. That's great to hear. To help the viewership better understand what they are doing right, why did you rate this experience a 5? Okay. What made you happy with them? Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Okay, thank you. Let me just... Okay. Just to make sure I know what you said. You said because I was happy with them, the timing and everything, correct? Okay, great. Honda values your opinion, ma'am, and based on your responses, we'd like to send you a short follow-up survey to get more details on your service experience. Would you please provide us with your email address? Okay. All right. Is this Nancy Phillips? Is that correct? Nancy Phillips? Okay. Once again, I'd like to confirm that you are the person that took the vehicle into the dealership. Is that correct? All right. On behalf of Honda, I'd like to thank you for sharing your opinions. Thank you for your time, ma'am. Have a great evening. Bye.
I don't know. Are you getting the same beeping noise I am? No? Let me try it again. Ah.
Hello, please call Ford Credit at the toll-free number, area code 1-877-636-7316. Again, the number is toll-free, area code 1-877-636-7316.
Thank you.
four.
Hi. No, that ring sounded so funny. Oh, there's a terrible racket on your line. It's whistling like a fax machine on this side. Well, anyway, I called to say goodnight. No, I'm give out. I think I'm going to call it a night. Okay, I hope you rest good, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, how are you doing? Can I call you back? I've got a bad connection.
Just a minute. Last year. Even though he repealed it today.
Hello?
Okay, what's going on, young buck? Taking all that, Noah? Wasn't bragging, eh? Wait a minute, let me call you back.
Hi, did Dr. Sibley call you back yet? Not yet? Okay, thank you.
Identify yourself.
Is this a business or a residence? Oh, I'm sorry, I reached the wrong number. Bye.
Anyway, as I was lying in the puddle, I think I may have found a way for us to get Bonds and Griffey, and we wouldn't have to give up that much.
Well, don't tell it to me, George. Tell it to the new assistant of the general manager.
I didn't get the job.
Well, once you were dead, we couldn't just sit on our hands. We got to make a move. But you still have your old job. Of course, we'll have to dock you for the time you missed. We're running the ball club here. If I give special treatment to you, everyone will want it. Next thing you know, it's chaos. And I can tell you this. Chaos
does not work for the New York Yankees, not as long as I'm running the show. Doors.
this message is for Michael Bowers. This is Diana calling from Santander. Please return this call. Phone number here is 1-888-222-4227. We are available from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you.
Are you busy? Okay. Well, this is what I decided. When you wake up tomorrow, call me and see what it's doing in Hannibal. Tell you what it's doing. If it's snowing, I ain't coming.
Hired us to function as
okay. But just call
a bunch of ideas and a bunch of systems.
Okay.
Thank you. Mike put it on his site, social media, connect the dots, and she got Rex Ryan. She got TMZ'd by it, and according to her, it led to her ouster at sister station WCBS. She's now doing play-by-play for Iona basketball over here. So it led to her leaving what she was doing and completely redesigning her whole career because she hated the job. So here's a little clip of me. I don't play the whole 13 minutes, but I'm going to see if I fast forward to the end here. See if we go. See if I can get. Let's get the last. Yeah, I'll give it 2 minutes of it. Let's see.
Entertainment. It's short. It's fun. It's light. I don't want to hear call after call after call in the Yankees bullpen. I mean, it's just, after a while, it's so taxing that you start to burn and bleed that you're like, I got to turn this off. Can I get some satellite music, please? So I do think that style of talk radio is on the outs. You know, we want to laugh in the car. We want to be entertained. We want to have a good time. We don't want to hear Mike Francesa and whoever else it is yelling at callers. That's not fun to listen to. That's sad.
It seems a little like an audio voyeur in a way that you want to hear an argument that has no meaning. I mean, you could argue about stuff that matters, or you can argue about, you know, the Mets getting Cliff Lee for these players or those players. And I just I don't know if it's a creativity factor or, like you said, they're just fat cats and they're all waiting for the girl to watch. And someone like you that comes in that happens to be kind of like me and Mike, like we don't go along with the program, unless you're Carton and you're going to be so offensive and such a dancing bear in a way and sort of imitate, you know, we riff on Carton all the time here, and not really be innovative, I don't think that they have a place for you because that structure is so unforgiving. And unless you can have the stamina, like you said, to put up with the 17, 18, 19 calls in a row about the same thing, it really just is a hamster wheel. So maybe in a way they did you a favor.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I really am. I've been thinking about this for some time, and I'd rather not be belittled and demeaned and be made to feel like I'm not worth anything because I have a ton of value. I have a ton of talent, and someone's going to, at some point or another, you know, take me under their wing, and we're going to work together, and I can maybe become a big star. And I want to do television anyway if I can, and I just want more than, you know, Mr. A and Mr. B said to me, you know, you're good at updates, but when you do updates, it's just updates. You're not part of the show. It doesn't matter what's on the air. Well, you know what? I'm not just updates. That's just not who I am. And if that's what they want, they don't want me, and I'm totally cool to go somewhere else.
And that's going like one right out of private part.
I have to go now. They're going to kill me, but I have to run because
thanks for joining us.
Highlight.
Good luck. We'll get you on soon to expand on this. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good luck with you. And we're
awesome.
With you all the way on this stuff. We'll keep talking.
Thank you. Enjoy the venting.
Thanks. Yeah, no problem. We'll continue. Take care.
What? All right, so here's a little Mia Harris. Now, she hated Mike Silva for that for like 6 months. Again, because she was being honest. Almost everything we do on the show is off the cuff. I mean, it's a little bit of structure, but not much. Most of it is just, like I said, it's a vent. It's a way to comment on the society that's going around us like a whirlwind. We can't organize it fast enough, guys. We can't get out. We can't escape it. The memory is too big for the experience at this point because the interdigitation of all of our experiences, uploading things and creating, you know, Flickr files with all our pictures in it and whatever the hell Facebook's done. We've had Rushkoff on the show talking about how, you know, the way these platforms are designed are to exploit our philo nature, exploit our need to connect, exploit our desire to always stay in contact with each other. So that philo undertow and that exo, like sort of like foam on the top, is the ocean we're living in right now, which is a very external and a very difficult to connect to on a real level world. And that's why we're so stressed by the things that affect us locally, because they're not on that radar. Little clip of Mia, you know, and she's been an FAN lifer. She was there for a long time. Got nothing to show for it. Had to leave. And so, you know,
we're breaking down some of these structures. We're not really living in them anymore. We're sort of moving out of them. And it's unfortunate, but it's also necessary that it's a messy transition. It's a undesired and sort of unwarranted thing, but we're doing it. So those are the four big things. And, you know, I guess in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter, you know, that it's happened. It's like, what are we going to do from here? So I'm going to give you an opportunity to listen to a little NSM doc here, if I can find him. Let's see. Well, I probably could find him right here on YouTube. Don't need that. Go to YouTube. Go to NSM. Sorry. NSM doc. He's over at the Watchman FM, and I wanted him on the show, and I'm going to try and catch him next week or see if I can catch him between shows and play it back to you next week, because I think the guy's really got a very powerful voice and a very direct message to say. And he's a survival guy, okay? He's not really trying to evolve us to any high level. He's not preaching anything. He's not, though. But he's not preaching anything. He's trying to make us wake up using the very things that are putting us to sleep. Social media, you know, talk radio, they're very hypnotic. And he's not charismatic about it. He's kind of like a getting hit in the face with a wrench, you know. So it has that quality of really leaving you very wide awake. Looks like the Knicks are going to win a ball game here as I take an ADT break. Let's see if I can do that before I actually shock you out of your freaking skull caps. Boy, oh boy. He's on the air right now on the Watchman FM if you want to go tune him in. He's on from, I think he's just getting off the air, though. I don't know. I think his hours are from 8 to 10, our time. But so here are the Knicks. They've once again hit their number, 112 or so. Boy, every time I looked up, they were getting killed. So, 112 to 96 Knicks. Kevin Thunder. The hell's wrong with you? There you go. So the Knicks got to get up to Schneid. Anyway. Again, my head's always in the sports media thing. Anyway. So let's see. If we can take a look at some of the stuff that Doc's been up to here. Let's go to most viewed. Yeah, and we had him on the show. If you go back and check it out. Top rated. See if that's happened. Ooh, the demise of the dollar. I want something recent, though. Date added. Go there. It's a full show. Little Christopher. That's something a little juicy. Just a couple weeks ago. Anyway, Doc's out there on the left coast, and hopefully, like I said, we'll get him on here. And I think this is a good one. This is from a month ago, The World at War. This sounds good. Might as well see what we got here.
Not trying to entertain you. I'm taking you on a journey.
Yeah, like that.
So that you'll be at the place you need to be when things happen.
You can just go ahead and rack it.
Yeah. Alright, welcome back, and thanks for joining me. Thank you for catching me over at the Watchman.fm. Of course, you know I moved to a new show time. That would be 6 to 8 Pacific. And, of course, that's 9 to 11 Eastern. Tonight, I got a special guest. I know you guys probably know Alfonso from Macho Sauce Productions. And he's going to be on with me the first hour tonight, and that's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So I hope you guys can join me for that. And, of course, Friday, Adrian Salbucci comes back, and Monday, G. Edward Griffin. So, got a bunch of big guests lined up for you. Hope you can join me, especially in light of what's going on. Now,
all right, pull over right there. Do you see what he's doing? Promoting his show, personal branding, right? All the conventional things to get you to say, oh, this is kind of like what I'm used to. This isn't some radical thing. It's just another dude, you know, has guests on the show, and it's okay. But watch how he makes the hard left here in a couple of minutes. the theme of this one is called the World War, and what is their goal? Can't wait to find out.
There's been all kinds of rumors, right? There's rumors that maybe the Chinese caused a malfunction with the Raptor, and maybe the Chinese caused some problem with the Canadian jet. I've looked at those facts. I haven't made up my mind yet. I've looked at the stories, and I need more evidence before I can validate that. But what I can validate is that we're in a currency war with them. We're in a trade embargo with them. And if you remember the video I put out a month ago, that talked about kicking the chessboard. It was called False Flag Fiction or History Repeating, you decide. And in it, it talks about involving China in several conflicts to weaken them and then pitting them against India. Now, the original Korean conflict was fought between who? Some folks like to say it was North and South Korea, but that's not the truth. We were. America was. And who did we fight? What was the reason the armistice had to be signed? It was not because it was a stalemate. It was because our forces ran into 1 million Chinese troops. And it took everything they could do to get out of there. And we battled them on a couple occasions after that. And sure, if we were willing to commit everything to another world war at that time, we would have won that war. But instead, what happened was the demilitarized zone was set up and the armistice was signed, which was not ever a ceasefire. There's been no peace treaty there. And North Korea has said that it was at war with South Korea this entire time. Now let's look at a little bit of history, right? Okay, a lot of you think that the Iraq war was fought over oil. And every one of you that think that, go over there and beat your head against the wall, because that is not what it was fought over. What happened in Iraq was that Russia had armed Iraq with its latest weaponry. And we saw that as an opportunity to go over and prove to Russia that we could defeat them. Get it? And we went over there and slaughtered the Iraqi army with virtually zero casualties. As a percentage-wise, it was less than 1%. Less than 1% collateral damage did we get during that war. And Russia collapsed very soon afterwards because if they couldn't compete with their, you know, at that time it was almost 8-to-1 ratio in equipment. If 8-to-1 was not good enough to win, then and their economy could not afford to build any more to up the ante, and they couldn't improve the technology because they've never been able. Technology, pure technological compete. On an engineering standpoint, of course they could compete.
What the frick is that?
A new benefit for Gold Delta SkyMiles card members.
Jesus. Damn corporate America. Leave us alone. We're getting educated here.
Have the complex manufacturing to create all the things their engineers could come up with. So I'm by no means am putting down their intellectual abilities. They were geniuses, as you can see by the SU-35. Purely mechanical, but wow. Huh? Now, the Raptor, of course, is invisible to radar, so maybe it loses a few points on maneuverability, but it gains everything on invisibility and can wipe out an entire squadron of SU-35s by itself. Okay? So let's stick to the facts here, folks. If the Koreas go to war, and there's been quite a bit of evidence, and I can't argue with anybody that says that that was a Chinese missile launch off of our coast. I can say that we used to do that during the Cold War when the bear bombers buzzed our carriers. Am I right? Well, in this instance, I'm leaning towards the folks that think it was a Chinese cruise missile as a shot across our bow. To all of you that told me that the Chinese were not a threat and we were looking the wrong way, yeah, where are you now, man? Chinese aren't a threat, huh? Who do you think armed North Korea? Who do you think gave them their capabilities to come up with the nuclear weapon? Who do you think did that? It was China. You see, China fancies itself as the new leader of the world. And the crazy part is the money powers helped build them, and they fancy them as the leaders of the New World, too. Why? Because they rule
to answer
fit.
Questions about our recent Clean Your Bottle
initiative. So what do we have going on here?
This was merely an attempt to share the Axe Detailers' incredible...
Okay, this is making me nuts! You know who's doing it to me? I got a feeling. Nope, it ain't Silva. You're released. Ain't that one. BTR itself? No. Ain't the switchboard. God forbid the switchboard has any activity. Who the hell's doing that? That ain't the illustrious Facebook. What? Where is that crap coming from? I'm assuming it's Silva. So I'm taking you out. Bye, Silva. See if it comes back. Hey, I gotta go clean your balls, buddy. Well, I'm going down here in China. It's gonna kill us all. Hang on.
There were some that did not think that America was not going to lead, or there were some that did think America was going to lead the New World Order. They never realized that the rug was going to be pulled out from under America. And now these folks are waking up to the fact that, hey, guess what? We're stuck. We've wrecked the economies. And I got some graphs in here to show you just exactly what's going on with the dollar. As a matter of fact, folks, did you mark yesterday on the calendar? Because yesterday became the day that the Federal Reserve became the single greatest holder of American debt. In other words, our money is dying. Our money's dying, folks. Our money is dying. And what have they done every time that the economy was about to collapse, it was about to go under? Well, it's simple. What did they do? Our last depression, we got out of it by having a world war. And so why wouldn't they do the same thing again? Especially if those folks that invested in this world order and are getting the rug pulled out from under him. All the people in the EU, the Brits, that invested all this money in creating this thing that's about to create a world order with China as its leader. You think they want that? They wanted themselves on top, and it's not going to work out that way. And so now, this train wreck that they've began is heading towards the only thing they can think of to do so that they can get their hands on the rest of the world's wealth. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote it down in the Grand Chessboard. 3/4 of the world's viable resources that are left are in Eurasia. The only way to get it is to weaken every nation there. That's China, Russia, India, so that we can go in and mop up and take it. That's the idea, and we, I mean them, not us. They're going to use us as their cannon fodder and resources to get there. I just don't know what to tell you, folks, right? I hope, because if this escalates, folks, that warning shot, I'm pretty sure that it was, will turn into the real thing. And if it does, you better have had your stuff ready. You better have listened to those folks that have said, oh, you don't have to worry about China. They're not going to do it like that. Yeah, I know, you thought they were going to use the military, right? They're outnumbered 15-1 just by militia. Or they were just going to give executive orders. It's not going to work like that, folks, okay? It's not going to work like that. Never has. They've got a couple of solutions. And when they reach a point that they can't get past, they kick the chessboard, folks. That's what they do. And they start massive wars because it accomplishes everything they want. A suffering so great that you'll accept their solution. Population reduction on a grand scale, a crisis that must be fixed, and on and on and on. It fits all the criteria of what they've needed. And what have they done in the last two world wars? League of Nations, the war to end all wars. That's what they called World War I, and created the League of Nations to create a world government so that it didn't happen. World War II. Far more crushing than World War I. And what did they do? They created the United Nations to create a world government so that it would never happen again. And guess what? That failed. So what does the United Nations say in the sovereignty, your sovereignty? and nation sovereignty is going to be the number one issue in Cancun. Number one issue in Cancun. How to take it from you. The next is the wealth redistribution of the world so that they can quit having wars. They're going to hand it out to all those corrupt leaders because they think those folks are going to all of a sudden hand the money out like they did all the food we sent them when folks were starving. Think about it, folks. Think about it. If everything spills over in the Koreas, it spills over into Japan. It spills into China. And then it spreads everywhere else. I'm NSM Doc. I'll see you tonight. 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. The link, as always, is right in the box right there. So you can get right to the show. And some of you have been asking me how to listen. So at the top of the page up there is a bunch of icons. The two lightning bolts, the one at either end, one lightning bolt is Shoutcast, and the other is Shoutcast for QuickTime. And then Real Player and Windows Media icons are all up there. One of those will work on your computer. Join me tonight. See you there. Not trying to entertain you. I'm taking you on a journey. So that you'll be at the place you need to be when things happen.
You can just go ahead and rack it. Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's Doc's message for us on this Christmas week. It's all about the Gofu Bar. Oh, brother. So, you can circle around any way you want, but let's look at it from a somatic standpoint, because a lot of the stuff that everyone's fussing about, it comes down to mortality. And like I said, the whole deal is self-limiting. It's local. It's about what's going to happen to you and survival, right? But we're bigger than that as far as our experience of ourselves. We leave an imprint on everyone we interact with. We're part of a 6.5 billion cell organism called humanity. How are we going to get past that? How are we going to get a sense of immortality when reality is literally entertainment and mortality is our threat all the time? Someone's going to take it from us. Someone's going to damage it. Someone's going to make us not want to live anymore. This time of the year, I get suicide calls. I get depression. I get people that don't want to go another step. They can't stand it anymore. And usually it's just me leaving my voicemail. But, okay. I'll take a break because I think I need this.
Bruce? I'm Doc.
Bingo! Yahtzee!
Is that your final answer? Our service has
God! Bing, 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 bing!
Well, it was nice to meet you, God. Thank you for the Grand Canyon, and good luck with the apocalypse. Oh, and by the way, you suck!
Yeah, I think I've had it with the whole, let's just appeal to the higher power thing. Because it just sort of delays the inevitable. Down here on the ground, where the lower self, where the intended self lives, where this mortal, desperate little animal we are lives, it's sort of like that scene in Stripes. It's hard to, discipline, duty, and honor. Those words don't mean crap to someone like you. Well, those words don't mean a lot to someone who's over here cleaning garbage cans. So our life has been reduced to a lot of muckety-muck, a lot of dirty, dirty deeds. And because of that, you sort of cut corners, you lower your standards, and you try to survive. You're coping, you're treading water, you're hanging on to floating garbage. And then you look at what's going on around us, all around us. Where does it all lead to? And again, you have to have some sense of purpose, some sense of meaning, some sense of contribution. And, I give you guys the four domains. I try to give it to you straight. I try to give it to you directly. If you can understand that and get and live in the rhythm, and the rhythm is biological. It's not social. Okay? Because in order for it to be biological, it automatically is social. It automatically relates to its surroundings. It automatically creates structures that can be repeated and iterated through so that you evolve. Otherwise, all you're doing is just repeating the same thing. It's like tracing the alphabet over and over again.
right? So we just came through. We have winter wisdom now, okay? We've come through, and we're now going to go through and entrain the winter cycle. What is that about? It's very simple. It's 12 weeks of being in the exo-domain's influence. So everything in your life that needs to be thrown away, you know, deconstructed, whittled down, repaired, all the core elements of your life, you need to get quiet. Quiet! In order to hear the message that the world and the universe has given you. That ain't some spiritual goop. That's insight. And when you get insight, you then get awakened to the intelligence that's you. And then all this matter, this stuff that you are, starts to become much, much more important, much, much more sacred, much, much more respected, because it isn't disposable. It isn't something you discard like an old shoe. You start to value it. You start to appreciate it. You start to really, you know, integrate with it. And that's really what the message of the winter is. Go to your core. What's at the center of your attention? What's at the middle of your mind? What's at the belly of the beast? What's the sun in your universe on the inside? Find it. You got 3 months. The clock is ticking. But again, there ain't no future. There ain't no past. There's only the moment, and it's traveling fast. How about that one? There ain't no future. There ain't no past. There's only the moment, and it's traveling fast. That's why I say travel light to the darkness. You have to shed light to do it. You know? I try to get a little Christmas coherence going here, and all I get is, you know, everybody grabbing out there. Nobody tackling. Grab, 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 grab. I'm Lombardi. I'm the Lombardi of the semantic universe. Oh, my Jesus Lord.
You filthy criminies.
That's right. So, like I said, you can buy into the muck. You can buy into the Rex Ryan stuff. I do it, but you spit it out. You don't internalize it. You don't take it to heart. That's the whole point. We have reversed everything in the way that we use the culture. The culture is the wave that we should be riding on, not the ocean that we're drowning in. You know? And that's what's missing. That's what's really missing right now. So if you understand where you are in the cycle, we're in the winter cycle, we're in the exo phase of the new year. We're just completing a huge bunch of other cycles that are embedded into it, like I was talking about before. That cycle that came through that created the lunar eclipse. We've got the meteor shower. We've got the Mercury retrograde from September that's processing everything from the beginning of the fall to now. Reflect, reflect, reflect. What's the picture that the winter is giving you? It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You have to know what the picture is before you can pick up all the little pieces, which is all the individual days. And all the individual nows within those individual days. What does the word day mean? Journey. Where are you going? Right? Where are you going? Let's see if I can find a song that would kind of play us out here on a Christmas week. And next week we're going to take a look at the second half of 2010 to see what we did with the first half, basically. But let's see. I think that's a good idea. And, you know, hopefully we'll get NSM Doc on in between, so we'll be able to play a segment of him and review the year. And you know, I'll be an older man next time I talk to you. My birthday is December 28th, next Tuesday. And it happens to be right in the beginning of the exo week, leading into the solar eclipse on the new moon, January 4th. So, yeah, December 27th is the last day of the eco-cycle. So my birthday starts the exo. So I have an exo 46 birthday, chromosomal birthday. Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait to get older and wiser. And that's the way it goes. Well, maybe we will play the, yeah, that looks cool. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Sometimes we play the acoustic version. It's a little lame. So I think I'll play this one. You know, I'm not a Christmas songy kind of guy, but I want. This is my my sincere wish for everybody out there listening, is that they're able to to use the holiday, to use the downtime, to use the traveling time as a mechanism, as sort of a trigger, as sort of a prompt from other people that have lived on Earth and realize why this time of the year you gather with people that are close to you and you share gifts and you share a meal and you reflect and you reflect and you reflect. The nostalgia is the rewind, right? The euphoria is the restoration. And in the middle is dinner. All right? So, let's see. I'll play this out for you guys and wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff. We'll be doing the New Year show next week. And a happy birthday to me, by the way. And, you know, for all those sports fans, because like I said, at the end of the day, all this stuff goes away. All this war and pestilence goes away. And I live in a sports calendar. It's football season until Sunday. This Sunday, the Giants play the Packers. They've played many times before. Sometimes the Packers beat us. Sometimes we beat them. But what happens when our fates cross this week on the frozen tundra is careers could be made or broken. Real people's lives are going to be affected, not just Matt Dodge and the punting, not just Rex Ryan with his feet going to Chicago. But think about it. These guys invested huge chunks of time to create a future where they would be rewarded with the Lombardi Trophy, Olympics, right? Immortality, all right? If you live your life from the future into the present instead of from the past into the future, if you live your life from the future into the present, you're creating a memory and then experiencing it rather than experiencing a memory and then destroying it, all right? Now, ponder that one while you listen to a little reflective music here from Mr. Dave Matthews. Let's see if he can come on here. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me in this time and your space. And I will be back with you here next week at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night, Eastern, the summertime. Thank you again. Travel light through the darkness. And if you're out there in the country and you're doing the whole plane thing, let them pat you down, because if they irradiate you, you might not be able to reproduce. Just a little tidbit. Go to naturalnews.com for that. You can always check me out at somerspace.org or email me at nakedsomer@gmail.com. Be well, guys. Where I belong, I do know where you go, is where I want to be, where are you going, where do you go, are you looking for answers to questions under the stars, we'll get them all. Sapiens.